WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
DNC chair steps down, shooting in Florida. I'm Elliot Francis. The chair of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is resigning after leaked emails suggested favoritism to the Clinton campaign. Correspondent Bob Costantini has reaction from Philadelphia.
I look forward to campaigning with Debbie in Florida and helping her in her reelection bid. Hillary Clinton says in a statement praising Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It makes no mention of the party chairwoman deciding to resign in the face of leaked emails showing staffers and Wasserman Schultz had an inclination towards Clinton over Bernie Sanders. She had always denied it. President Obama also praises Wasserman Schultz as a House member who always had his back. The disclosures threatened to tear open the Clinton-Sanders wounds all over again. Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Two people were reported dead, at least 13 others injured during a shooting at a Fort Myers, Florida nightclub overnight. The shooting took place at a teen night event at Club Blue, with some kids as young as 13 years old attending. I'm Elliot Francis. Three Baltimore police officers cleared of criminal charges in Freddie Gray's death are now undergoing internal affairs reviews. More from correspondent Barbara Cusack.
Montgomery County Police are leading investigations to determine whether Lieutenant Brian Rice and Officer Cesar Goodson Jr. and Edward Nero broke department rules during Freddie Gray's arrest and transport in a police van last year. The Baltimore Sun also says Howard County Police will assist with the reviews that will determine whether the Baltimore officers can return to policing city streets. Internal investigations into the conduct of the other officers involved will get underway after their trials are over. I'm Barbara Cusack, Washington.
The New York Times reports that businessman and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg will address delegates at the Democratic National Convention Wednesday and announce his endorsement of Hillary Clinton for president, saying she's the best choice for moderate voters. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. It's been hot lately, but today could be the hot day. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory starting at noon today through 8 o'clock tonight. Temperatures are expected to be in the mid to upper 90s to as high as 100. And the combination of high temperatures and high humidity may create conditions that'll be dangerous for some people. Three politicians from our area are scheduled to speak at this week's Democratic National Convention.
D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, and current Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe are all on the list of convention speakers. McAuliffe takes the stage right after Hillary Clinton is nominated as the Democratic presidential candidate.
I'm going to talk little personal stories. You know, we have been friends for so long.
And then he'll tout some of Virginia's accomplishments.
As I say, the great economic recovery we've had here and what the record investment in education and transportation, and really give people a sense of who Hillary Clinton is.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Governor Terry McAuliffe will also have an interesting situation on his hands should Senator Tim Kaine become our next vice president.
Governor McAuliffe appoints someone for 1 year till November 2017 when there's a special election, and then
this seat comes open in 2018.
Says Christopher Newport University political scientist Quentin Kidd. He says McAuliffe needs to pick
somebody who could raise the money, put the organization together to run two statewide elections 1 year after the other.
Which could point to a sitting Democrat in Congress like Don Beyer or Jerry Connolly, Kidd says. Or another intriguing option, a placeholder for 1 year till 2017 when McAuliffe himself could run.
It isn't often that a U.S. Senate seat comes open at exactly the right time for a governor who's stepping out of office.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,571, the NASDAQ at 5,100. Sports, the Padres rally in the late innings to beat the Nationals. The Orioles get a walk-off home run from pinch hitter Nolan Reimold to complete the sweep of the Indians. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83. With approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Indeed I am. Good morning, Bill. We'll start out in the Northwest Quadrant. Police activity blocks 11th Street between Q and R Street. We'll let you know when that investigation is completed. Plus, there's construction on the outer loop of the Beltway at the Georgetown Pike exit. The two right lanes are blocked. All your inner loop lanes are open. To Tacoma Park, construction shuts down Carroll Avenue between Flower Avenue and Jefferson Street. And in Prince George's County, we do have 373 with utility work, taking out two lanes both ways at Holly Hill Drive. In Anne Arundel County, Defense Highway right now has a downed tree. They're working on clearing that. In the meantime, no access there by Crownsville Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect during the afternoon and start of the evening. Partly to mostly cloudy and hot today with a high close to 100. Strong storms may develop tonight with a low of 79 and scattered thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Chantilly, 78 in Silver Spring, 82 degrees in Washington. Nintendo shares plummet 18% after a Pokemon Go reality check. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian and Larry. We are live from Philadelphia. Yes, that's right, Philadelphia, home of the best cheesesteaks and the worst football fans in America. That's right. And we're here to cover, of course, the Democrats' national convention the way you won't hear it covered anywhere else. And to that end, we're going to have a lot of great guests. And there's other news breaking, by the way, this morning. A shooting at a club in Fort Myers, Florida. We are on that. Apparently, as many as two people dead and a lot of others injured. And that story just developing. 6:35, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will talk about the terror attack that have occurred in Germany. 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. 7:35, and since we're talking about Democrats in Philly, we're going to have Lanny Davis with us, former Clinton White House counsel. 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli. Guess what? Prisoners, former prisoners, felons cannot vote in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner at 8:15, and then we'll talk to a Bernie supporter by the name of Donna Smith at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we are here to launch the four-day Democratic National Convention, Brian, that begins tonight in Philadelphia. And yesterday on 60 Minutes, Hillary Clinton appeared alongside her brand spanking new running mate there,
Democrat Senator from
Virginia. I'm so sorry, Tim Kaine. There's just something about that that...
Every time you say his name, you yawn.
It's like a Pavlovian thing.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that. Lights of fire under my belly there.
Tim Kaine, who will be one heartbeat away from the presidency if Hillary Clinton wins the election in November. And as they appeared on 60 Minutes, the question of the scandals that have plagued Hillary Clinton's career came up. And, well, listen to Hillary here.
I often feel like there's the Hillary standard, and then there's the standard for everybody else.
What's the Hillary standard?
Well, it is, you know, a lot of, as you saw at the Republican convention, unfounded, inaccurate, mean-spirited attacks with no basis in truth, reality, which take on a life of their own.
Well, and that's for enough there, reasons, Mike McKay. We can fade the nominee out there for a moment. Okay, 888-630-9625. Hillary Clinton believes that there is a Hillary standard when it comes to scandals and when it comes to the law and skirting around the law. 888-630-WMAL. Is there a Hillary standard?
I think she's
right. Oh, I think there is a Hillary standard. You know what? Let me just give you a quick list here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
the cattle futures scandal, the Troopergate scandal, the Whitewater scandal, the Travelgate scandal, the healthcare task force scandal, the Lincoln bedroom for sale scandal, the impeachment of her husband and her covering up for him, the Rose Law Firm documents, remember those when they turned up?
Mysteriously turned up.
Filegate scandal, the Clinton Foundation scandals, the foreign campaign donor scandal, the Clinton pardon scandal, the looting of the White House when they left in 2000, remember that? The Sidney Blumenthal, well, the entire Sidney Blumenthal relationship.
Oh my, yeah, right.
The secret email server, the Benghazi cover-up, the paid speech transcripts that she still won't release, the FBI investigation that turned up the fact that she did break the law and break rules that everyone else in America would have to answer for, but she didn't. Yeah, you betcha there's a different Hillary standard, but I think it's a little different than what she thinks. What do you think the Hillary standard is? 888-630-9625.
Well, that's quite a list you got there.
Mm.
That's an impressive list. I think the Hillary standard is this. Laws don't apply if your last name is Clinton.
Yeah.
That's the standard. If your name is Clinton, then the regular laws that apply to everybody else just don't matter. Because they're going to find that little crevice, that little loophole, that little thing that gets them out of it somehow. Even if they violate the law, they're so powerfully connected in the right places that a lot of people will just turn their heads away and say, oh, nothing to see there. And I include in that, by the way, many people in the media. So, yeah, that's the standard. Laws don't matter if your last name is Clinton.
Yeah, in fact, I think that FBI Director James Comey actually defined the Clinton standard during his press conference when he announced that he was not going to be pressing charges. Here, let me quote the good FBI director. To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that is not what we are deciding right now. There's a Hillary standard for you. How about Keith in Winchester? You're first up this morning on WMAL. Keith, what's the Hillary standard?
Hillary standard is, of course, that the laws don't apply to her or her people. After all, they're much better than we are. Ask them. They'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not sure how superior intellectually and morally the Clinton people are, they'll let you know within 5 minutes of a conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, Keith.
Let's hear Hillary again on this. It really is
a really beautiful, unbelievable thing. Yeah.
Cut 8 yesterday on 60 Minutes answering about the scandals that have plagued her.
I often feel like there's the Hillary standard, and then there's the standard for everybody else.
What's the Hillary standard?
Well, it is, a lot of, as you saw at the Republican convention, unfounded, inaccurate, mean-spirited attacks with no basis in truth, reality, which take on a life of their own. And for whatever reasons, and I don't want to try to analyze the reasons. I see it. I understand it.
You know, it's funny that she should point out what we saw at the RNC, because one of the big takeaways for me from the Republican National Convention is that she got off pretty easy, actually. Yeah. I was shocked that there weren't more attacks on her specifically. And you know who else got off incredibly easy at the RNC?
Who?
Bill Clinton. Were there any mentions
name
of Monica
hardly
Lewinsky?
Mentioned at all.
Were there any mentions of Juanita Broderick or Kathleen Willey?
No.
Or Paula Jones or any of the other scandals that plagued Bill Clinton? I mean, there should have been a complete and total discussion and breakdown of, do you really want Bill Clinton running rampant in the White House in his boxer shorts again?
Yeah, I think they're holding on to that.
Mm.
But I think it's something that's definitely going to...
Well,
look, I mean, it's phenomenal that this woman is so blind to the privilege that she has in America today, that she can't see how many times she gets a break. She's the victim? I don't think she's the victim.
Oh, yeah, no, she is. Absolutely. You're going to hear a lot of defending of Hillary today based on the idea that she's only being attacked because she's a woman. Just wait. Ron in Fairfax, you're next up on WMAL.
Yo,
Hillary
Ron.
Clinton says there's a different Hillary standard, Ron.
Yeah, and it's not just the law, it's common sense. I mean, she always displays this appalling lack of it. And as you said, you know, she's so elite. I mean, you think somebody who has, you know, a law degree from Yale would have a little more. And by the way, I was thinking a protest at the Democrat convention should be called Code orange, you know, with orange jumpsuits and code orange is like for pollution alert,
right.
And
exactly.
Stuff like that. And also they should change the name of Philadelphia because that's a microaggression.
Thank you, Ron. That's it's true. I can't believe they got away with that. We're going to need a safe space here at the Wells Fargo Arena. Ron, thank you for the call and contributing this morning as we launch our coverage of the Democratic National Convention live from the city of Brotherly Love. Oh, I'm sorry.
What pronoun are we going to use there?
It's the city of sibling love.
Yes.
All right. We covered Caitlyn Jenner as well. More of your calls on this. What is the Hillary standard when it comes to politics and scandals? 888-630-WMAL. Now it's 5:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Steve Greenfield. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start off in Gaithersburg with an accident westbound on 370 before Route 355. The left lane is blocked. In the northwest quadrant, 11th Street Northwest shut down between Q and R Street with police activity. Better news on the outer loop of the Beltway by Georgetown Pike, where construction on the overnight is cleared away. In Tacoma Park, Carroll Avenue has road work shutting down that street between Flower Avenue and Jefferson Street. In Prince George's County, Accokeek Road has utility work at Holly Hill Drive. One westbound lane and one eastbound lane currently blocked off. And finally, in Annapolis, westbound Defense Highway has a downed tree blocking all lanes for the moment by Defense Highway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, but the real thing is the heat. Good Lord, heat advisory starting at noon today. High near 98 degrees, but actually we're hearing from the heat index that it's going to feel even hotter than that. Just get the AC going. Go sit in the pool in the shallow end if you can, and just let this day pass by. Tonight, thunderstorms. Some could become strong. Tonight's low is 78 degrees, and then tomorrow, going to be hot again. Little less than it is today. Tomorrow's high is looking like 93 degrees. Right now, it's already 82 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:16.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
People are very willing to say things about me that are I don't get upset about them anymore, but they are very regrettable.
Why do you put yourself through it?
Because I really believe in this country, and boy, do I believe in it now more than ever after seeing what was presented last week.
She doesn't let herself get upset about it anymore. It doesn't bother her anymore. That's a problem right there, too. First of all, does anyone believe that? I think she is one of the most paranoid and one of the most thin-skinned politicians you're going to find out there. I want her to be bothered by this, don't we? But even more importantly, cut 8A here, Mike McKay. Even more importantly, Hillary Clinton lays out for the American people exactly her defense when it comes to the long litany of scandals she's been involved with. Here she is yesterday on 60 Minutes.
I often feel like there's the Hillary standard, and then there's a standard for everybody else.
Well, we agree. There is a Hillary standard and a standard for everybody else. We'd like you to chime in on it. How about Brian in Fredericksburg? You're next up this morning on WMAL. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I was going to say, she's absolutely 100% right. I mean, I work in the intelligence community, and if I had done anything from a tenth to an eighth of what she had done, not only would I have my clearance revoked, I'd be looking for a job. I spoke to a buddy of mine who's actually an adjudicator. He basically makes the final determination when people have derogatory information on their clearance. And he jokingly said, he's like, how in good conscience am I supposed to go to other people who have committed, you know, infractions that are nowhere near as egregious as what she did and tell them that their clearance is revoked when this woman is walking around with her clearance completely intact and is able to handle the highest job in the country? It's a disgrace.
It is, Brian.
It is. And you know what else that they're known for, the Hillary standard, is a shocking ability to deny the truth and to live in denial. I mean, it was Chelsea Clinton who once said, you know what, the denial, it's not just a river in Egypt. But those Clintons, they are able to live in this world of denial. For example, she is now saying in this same interview that Benghazi was not her ball. The security in Benghazi was not her ball to carry. Well, if it wasn't her ball, then whose ball was it?
Yeah. We've gone from the party of Harry Truman and the buck stops here to Hillary Clinton and the buck stops everywhere but here.
Their ability to deny things is just breathtaking.
Al in Silver Spring, Maryland, you're next up on WMAL. Al is up early covering the DNC along with us here in Philly. Hey, Al.
I can't wait. But, you know, it's not just a Hillary standard. It's really a Democrat standard because they're such elitists, and I don't believe this. They think that they know better. They know what's best for everybody. And it's all about motive. And because their motives are so pure and they really care about people, if they do something wrong, it's okay because it's for the greater good and they really didn't mean it.
Yeah. I know, Al, it really does pull your hair out when you see the self deception involved in this comment from Hillary Clinton, and the fact that doesn't she realize that the RNC and the Trump campaign have basically already put together the television ad based on this clip? Yeah. That she felt comfortable and confident and arrogant enough in herself and her ability to get away with it to say on national television, oh, sometimes I think that there's a Hillary standard and a standard for everybody else.
What is the Hillary standard?
Right, exactly.
Let us list it.
Brian Wilson is available for voiceovers for your political campaign needs. But it's true. I mean, for God's sake, she had over 1,000 classified emails on her private server, completely outside of any government control and government norm. She deleted 30,000 emails that should have been at the discretion of the government for FOIA requests, and she's there complaining and whining that she's held to a higher standard than other politicians.
She's given more latitude and more breaks.
I'd like to talk to Hillary Clinton about the Petraeus standard, not the Hillary standard. Let's talk about that. Tony in Arlington, Virginia, you're next up on WMAL. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, guys. Listen, you know, as an independent, I would rather, you know, the Republicans talk more about the issues, you know, fiscal conservatives and you know, individual liberties and things like that. Why does everything always have to be a conspiracy? Why do Republicans always feel the need to win on conspiracy? They did the same thing with Obama,
Tony,
with the birther movement. Yes,
Tony,
yes.
Let me just ask you a question. I mean, how is it a conspiracy to report the things that Hillary said in an interview on 60 Minutes? We're just analyzing what she said.
For example, you know, when she said that it's not her call, diplomatic security is in charge of security for Department of State. The Secretary of State is more in charge of the foreign service officers and diplomacy, not the security. So what she's saying is correct.
Actually,
again,
Tony,
it always has to be some type of conspiracy.
Actually, Tony, that's completely false.
It is false.
I'm sorry,
not
Tony, and I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad that we can clear it up. No, Tony, and I do appreciate the call, but the fact of the matter is the head of that department, the head of the State Department, which was Hillary Clinton, she is the single final say and
that's
final
right.
word. If Hillary Clinton wanted more security in Benghazi,
it would have been there. It would have been there.
She
in
didn't
a New
prioritize
York
it, and she didn't respond to her
and
ambassador.
And by the way, the person who complained about it was directly reporting to the Secretary of State.
More of your calls on this in a moment. It's 522 on WMAO.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 5:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Did they hear me say provolone there, McKay? We're talking about cheesesteaks. during the break, we talk about Philly cheesesteaks, because what else are you going to talk about in Philly? It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Cheese Whizzer provolone there, Steve Greenfield from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. We did catch the provolone, but I'm more in the mood for cereal right now.
Either way.
We'll start off at Gaithersburg. Westbound on 370, we have an accident. Just one lane getting by after Route 355. We'll let you know when that's cleared away. In the Northwest Quadrant, 11th Street shut down with police activity from Q to R Street. And also in Tacoma Park, on the Carroll Avenue Bridge at Sligo Creek, road is closed with construction. And getting word that in Prince George's County, Accokeek Road still has that utility work at Holly Hill Drive, one lane closed in each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com and the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weather for me, I get you. I got weather all day. It's partly cloudy today with a heat advisory starting at noon. Today's high is 98 degrees. It's going to feel hotter, though.
Did you hear?
It's going to be insane.
It's going to feel like it's 115.
Yeah, it's going to feel like you're in Vegas, but without the golf and gambling. Tonight, thunderstorms. Some could be strong. In fact, if they're coming from Philadelphia, they're going to be really strong. We're in the middle of a downpour here. Low of 78. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot again with a high of 93. Right now, we're looking at 82 degrees in your nation's capital. At 5:26.
Distinguished Americans, military and civilian experts, they came out and they said, you know, the ball was dropped in security. And, you know, some of the decisions that were made probably should have been rethought.
But wasn't that your ball to carry?
No, it wasn't. It was not.
Wow. The ball was dropped.
I'm the Secretary of State, and the buck does not stop here.
I love the third person there. The ball was dropped. Wasn't my ball to carry. By the way, who's been fired from the State Department over Benghazi?
No, nobody.
Over the death of four people? I don't think anyone has. How about Robin Alexandra? Real fast, Rob, you're on WMAL. It's the Hillary standard, Rob.
Hey, as far as that goes, I've been wanting to get this on my chest. Why was Stevens allowed to be moved from a non-secured area into a forward area? That is the question.
Yeah. Rob, I know, and we won't get that answer tonight or all week long from the DNC because, you know, she's held to a different standard. She's held to a different standard.
Yeah, that's what she says,
And it sounds like, you know, when she says that, the ball was dropped. She's throwing other people under the bus. Maybe the Navy SEALs, it was their fault.
They do. It's never their fault.
5:28 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of Nulook Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. 479-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year? Even more if you have pets. It's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best, my friends at Zero Res. Zero Res cleaned my carpets, leaving them looking brand new, feeling soft, and smelling fresh again. Honestly, I can't recommend them enough. Now that it's summertime, consider the fact that your kids and grandkids are more likely to spend time reading, gaming, watching movies, and playing on the floor. That's why it's important to use a green and environmentally friendly carpet cleaning expert like Zero Res. Zero Res's patented empowered water cleaning is free of toxins and able to remove pet exudate stains and odors, dander pollen, dirt, mud, and yes, even my wine spills. Backed by popular demand, at Zero Res's best deal ever. Ask for the WMAL special. For a limited time only, Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forward, spell it backwards. It's still the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Coming up on WMAL, we got a bad heat wave in the nation's capital. Wonder from you, hey, how do you beat the heat? And if you had to choose between sub-zero temperatures or over 100 degree temperatures, which would you prefer? That's coming up after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As the Democratic National Convention opens today in Philadelphia, it already has a public relations problem.
I'm with her!
Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz forced to resign amid a massive email leak showing DNC staffers favoring Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders during the Democratic primary.
Hell no, DNC! We won't vote!
More than 1,000 Sanders supporters marching in Philadelphia in protest.
Feel the burn. Feel the burn.
Sanders himself, who has been calling for Wasserman Schultz's resignation for months, telling CNN that he's not surprised that the DNC was working against him.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Breaking news this morning, two people are dead and at least 14 others injured in a shooting at a Fort Myers, Florida nightclub.
We understand this happened at Club Blue, the shooting happening outside the club very early this morning. There are very few details about any suspects right now. From what we understand, a person of interest was apprehended by police at an intersection not far from the club. From a brief glimpse at Club Blue's Facebook page, there's a flyer for a party last night. Apparently, it was teen night. It was an all-ages night where no ID was required to get in.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. And there's one more police officer funeral today in Baton Rouge. Officer Montrell Jackson is one of the three officers killed by a gunman who authorities had targeted law enforcement in an ambush a little over a week ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,571. The Nasdaq at 5,100. Sports, the Padres overpower the Nats to take the rubber game of their series. The O's get a walk-off win over the Indians to complete the three-game sweep. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell Alan Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
When choosing an agent to sell your home, what matters to you most? Experience, personality, references? What if you could have all of that and more? Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance has over 25 years of real estate experience. As a West Point grad and a military veteran, Frank incorporates the work ethic he gained in the service to selling homes. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in Metro D.C. out of thousands of agents. There is absolutely no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it guaranteed. Diane wanted to sell her rental home in Metro D.C., but wanted to avoid the much-needed renovations. Frank was able to market the property to the right buyers and delivered Diane a contract within 60 days. Call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. We'll start at Gaithersburg, westbound 370 after Route 355. An accident has just one lane getting by, plus the eastbound left lane is also blocked. In the northwest quadrant, 11th Street currently shut down with police activity, Q Street to R Street. And starting today, the Carroll Avenue Bridge is closed for 1 year for construction. A separate bridge going to remain open for pedestrians and cyclists. You can head over to Old Carroll Avenue, Sligo Creek Parkway, Maple Avenue, Maplewood Avenue, and head over to Flower Avenue as your alternate. And Prince George's County, Accokeek Road has utility work at Holly Hill Drive, one lane closed in each direction, and Metro has delays possible on the Blue Line both ways because of single tracking. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory starts at noon today and continues until late this evening, partly to mostly cloudy and very hot with a high near 100. Strong storms roll through tonight with a low of 79, and scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high near 95. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Centerville, 73 in Kensington, 82 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 5:37. You're listening to WMAL because this is where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Today we are on location in Philadelphia covering the Democratic National Convention, day one. Coming up later this morning at 6:35, Dr. Sebastian Gorka on a string of terror attacks in Europe this weekend. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. He'll make his case for the Hillary Standard. At 7:35, speaking of the Hillary Standard, the author of the Hillary Standard, Lanny Davis, former Clinton White House counsel and now the best friend of the presumptive nominee. 8:05, it's a busy 8 o'clock hour. Ken Cuccinelli, former attorney general for the Commonwealth of Virginia, talk about that Supreme Court of the state of Virginia decision about felons voting in the Commonwealth. Then at 8:15, Sarah Westwood of the Washington Examiner. And then at 8:35, Donna Smith, she's the executive director of Progressive Democrats for America. She's not so happy about the Clintonization of the Democratic Convention. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Let's break away from politics for a moment to talk about the thing that really matters to so many people, and that is exactly how hot it's going to be in the District of Columbia and the surrounding areas today. Temperatures are expected to be right around 100, 101, 102, but because they have this thing called the feel-like temperature, we will actually feel like it maybe is 115 degrees outside. Cooling centers have been opened up, and the people are being advised to take it very easy as they move about because the heat can get you, and it can get you quick, and make sure you drink lots of water, everybody always says. But here's our question for you this morning. I mean, you know, we have often talked here on this show about whether or not during the winter, whether D.C. residents are weather wimps. In other words, when it comes to the ice and the snow, are we a little too wimpy, really? I mean, that's a fair question. But today, since it's going to be hot, here's our question. Which would you rather have? Would you rather have a day where the temperature feels like it's 115, or would you rather have a day where the temperature plunges down to zero or below with a wind chill factor that's even worse? I'd like you to call 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Get your sense of what you which is worse, a day like today's going to be, or a day in the wintertime when the wind chill factor makes it feel very, very cold outside. Give us a call. I think Heather Hunter, we were having this conversation before, our producer Heather Hunter had it just about right. You know, in the wintertime, when it's really, really cold, you can put on additional layers. You can add more clothes. You can keep going. You can just, you know, put on 5-6 layers of clothes, and eventually you will reach a state where you can stay warm. But in the summertime, there's only so much you can take off. Before the police come and carry you away. So, I mean, I think ultimately, if I had my choice, I would much rather deal with cold weather that I can do something about, as opposed to hot weather, which at some point you reach a level where you can't escape it.
Okay. Well, I hear you. And I think you made a compelling argument on behalf of cold weather.
It was Heather's argument,
weather.
But a good one, I thought.
Here's my issue with this, and I think it's a very fair question to ask, because many people, when they're settling, if you can choose where to live in the world, you always choose, you know, hot weather versus cold weather, right? And I think that if people didn't have to be in cold weather cities for their profession, they would almost always migrate toward warm weather climates.
I think that's right? Well, I think that is true maybe today. I'm not so sure it was true in a time before air conditioning, for sure.
Okay, but we do live in a time of air conditioning.
Yes, we do.
So, and to really give you I'm sorry for hedging on this. I don't mean to sound like the Obama administration trying to answer a direct question, but I need more data to be able to give you a full answer. Are we talking snow or not? See, because snow is a wild card here.
Yeah.
If you're just talking about the temperature, that's one thing. But when you add snow to the mix, that's an entirely different thing.
I would say that the days when it is extremely, extremely cold, there is almost always an element of snow. So,
yeah.
Yes.
So I take the hot weather. I understand the argument about, you can always layer up, But if I'm talking about, having to go out and walk the streets and get to work on foot, or go out and run errands and do all of those things, I would much prefer to drive or walk on a day that has no snow on the ground and no drivers dealing with snow on the ground.
Right.
Even if it's 110 degrees. I've played golf in 120 degree weather before.
Right.
I can deal with that.
Where did you play golf in 120
degrees? Well, it was in the desert.
Yeah, where they have no humidity.
You didn't say anything about humidity. You said heat. See, I need more data to be able to give you a
full... Well, there's always humidity in the D.C. area.
So hot and humid versus cold and snowy?
Yeah.
I still take hot and humid.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Michael in Manassas, which would you prefer? Would you prefer the hot or the cold? And by the way, while we're talking to Michael, do you have some tip for how you stay cool on a day like today? Give us a call as well. Hello, Michael. What do you say?
I just stay in my air conditioning, but I'm a New England guy, so I always tell people you can put on a coat, but you can't take off too many layers or people talk.
Yeah, that's right. People will talk.
Well, it depends on how they talk. Like when if Brian Wilson takes off a lot of layers, it's like, oh my.
Oh, stop it.
Would you look at that?
Stop.
They'll just call HR.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. The point to me, I think the most important thing is we do live in a world of air conditioning and of heat. And when you crank up the heat, haven't you had issues like this where you crank up the heat and it actually becomes insufferable in your home, and then you go outside and it's so cold? It's like disparate temperatures are also a problem. Whereas if it's hot and you've got air conditioning, it does, like when you step outside, it's not like that jarring, horrible feeling that you get in the winter.
I prefer
the summer.
It is now.
I prefer the summer. I take heat.
Okay.
Unlike Hillary Clinton, I will take the heat.
You can take the heat.
Yeah.
It's 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The National Intrepid Center for Excellence, a directorate of Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, helps active duty reserve and National Guard members and their families manage their traumatic brain injuries and accompanying psychological health conditions. Services include diagnostic evaluation, treatment planning, outpatient clinical care, and TBI research. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. So now, for the first time ever, you get a month of Genucel free with your order today. That's right. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. It's Larry O'Connor. You've heard me rave about the most effective under-eye bags and puffiness treatment called Genucel. It's plant stem cell therapy. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. And as a special bonus gift, right now, Chamonix is giving away their best-selling La Sance neck treatment absolutely free. It's free with your order of Genucel today. Listen to Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California. I've been using this product for over a year now and I love it, Patricia says. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. It is. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. Chamonix's going to pay your shipping and handling. That's right. Three free gifts with your order of Genucel. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Steve Greenfield's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And starting today, the Carroll Avenue Bridge is shut down with construction. A separate bridge will remain open for pedestrians and cyclists. What you can do is head over to the Sligo Creek Parkway area instead. Westbound, 370 in Gaithersburg, we have an accident. The two left lanes are closed by Route 355. In the northwest quadrant, no access on 11th Street between Q and R Streets with police activity. Then in Prince George's County, Accokeek Road has utility work at Holly Hill Drive, one lane closed each way. To Anne Arundel County, where Defense Highway westbound, oh, that's been cleared. We did have a downed tree over by South Haven Road. And the blue line of Metro has delays possible both ways because of signal tracking between East Falls Church and Boston. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory starts at noon today and continues until late this evening, partly to mostly cloudy and very hot with a high near 100. Strong storms roll through tonight with a low of 79 and scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high near 95. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 82 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Well, we have some breaking stories to bring you this morning. First, let's talk about the one that's going on in this country, and details are still coming in. We're not really sure exactly what's going on here, but we know that two people apparently are dead, and as many as 17 others were wounded early this morning at a nightclub in Fort Myers in southwestern Florida. This comes according to the police department and local news reports. Apparently, what has happened here is it was a nightclub, and they had a teen night, and the teens were allowed to come to the club, and I guess alcohol was not served. You could get in without an ID, which would normally not be the case. It was one of those unusual things they do for the summer for teenagers. And apparently about 1 o'clock in the morning there was some kind of shooting incident, and it is not looking good. As I said, two people now dead, some 17 wounded there in Fort Myers. And you know, look, those are early reports. There is some confusion that comes with early reports, but this is not looking good right off the bat here this morning, and we're trying to get more information. We'll stay on that story throughout the morning.
Yeah, and meanwhile, over in Europe, we continue to see violence, mostly in Germany. Of course, we saw the story of the shooting incident at the McDonald's and in and around a shopping mall in Munich on Friday.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, and now we've got two other attacks. First, here's a German attack, a machete attack. A Syrian refugee killed a woman and injured two others in the town of Rutlingen.
Germany. And this, again, is a Syrian refugee seeking asylum in that nation. And as you know, Andrea Merkel has pretty much an open-door policy. They have brought in a million Syrian refugees. That's a machete attack. And then overnight, we had a suicide bomber. This outside a German music festival. The bomb was put together and carried in by a 27-year-old Syrian man. It had screws and nuts and bolts in it, the kind of diabolical contraption that we have seen out of Israel. The Palestinians often use these kind of things to inflict as much damage as possible. The suicide bomber obviously is dead. There are 12 people wounded outside of this music festival, but so far nobody in critical condition. We'll keep an eye on that as well. And I think it's important to note, as we hear these stories continuing to roll in out of Germany, that Hillary Clinton wants to increase the number of Syrian refugees in America by 550% if she were president of the United States. And she has no way of laying out exactly how these refugees will be vetted and cleared so that we are assured that they won't try to inflict any sort of terror attack here in the homeland. And by the way, ISIS has specifically gone out blatantly and said, we will be coming in through the refugee program.
Yeah.
And our own Homeland Security Secretary under President Obama has said, yeah, we think ISIS is going to come in through the refugee program. And this woman wants to be commander-in-chief and has no problem increasing the Syrian refugees by 550%.
Listen, you're absolutely right. And by the way, Angela Merkel is coming under some criticism for her refugee program because it is believed among many Germans that indeed this is what is allowing these attacks to take place. They are fighting back about that in the government of Angela Merkel. The German interior minister warned that there shouldn't be any broad judgments against the refugees. He said that they are investigating the allegations, and each of these has to be investigated and addressed. We should not hold refugees under a general suspicion, even if there are investigations in individual cases.
You know, as we begin this convention here in Philadelphia, you're going to hear a lot of lip service from the Democrats about how they stand by the police departments and they stand by our first responders and they stand by the men and women in blue. You know, you've got the shooting incident in Fort Myers, and we're still waiting to hear the details about that. You've got all of these terror attacks that are happening, and it's the police who are going to be the ones who put their lives on the line to save us and to protect us. Will you see any members of the police unions? Will you see any people on stage at this convention? I'll tell you who you'll see. You'll see Black Lives Matter. You'll see the mother of Michael Brown out of Ferguson, Missouri, and you're going to hear a bunch of lip service from the politicians.
Well, we'll talk to Dr. Sebastian Gorka coming up at 6:35 about this in greater detail. Right now, time for El Rushbo.
Well, Bernie Sanders may have endorsed Hillary Clinton, but some of his supporters have not signed on. Some are planning a protest at the Democrat National Convention that promises to be smelly. I mean that literally. Cherry Huncala leads a left-wing group called the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign. She's going to host a gala at the Democrat convention called Beans for Hillary. It's described in the drive-by media as a massive bean supper for Bernie Sanders delegates. They're holding it before Hillary's acceptance speech. The founder says here that the Sanders delegates, their bellies full of beans, will be able to return to the Wells Fargo Center and greet the rhetorical flatulence of Hillary Clinton with the real thing. And you heard that right. The objective here is to create a wall of odor, flatulence odor, to go along with whatever BS Hillary Clinton is spewing in her speech. The Sanders activists sponsoring they're calling it the fart in, folks, are broke, and they're in need of handouts. Typical socialists. They're asking for donations of beans to be sent to the Philadelphia address. And if they have any beans left over, they plan to donate them to the homeless. Imagine that fart in. The drive-by media organizations should send senior journalists to cover the Democrat Party convention fart in. The more experienced they are, the more immune they'll be. After all, they've been spreading their own rhetorical flatulence for Democrats for decades. They're probably immune to every aspect of it by now. Send them.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Successful entrepreneurs just like you know that demand, location, and attraction are the keys to building a solid business. And now, for the first time ever, Reese and Irby's robotic frozen yogurt vending machines offer you the opportunity to own your own business and provide those exact tools to aid in your success. Imagine a revolutionary kiosk that creates that essential demand at any location, delivering delicious and creamy frozen yogurt for your customers. 9 flavors, 6 toppings, served from a robot. Picture a machine that can be placed practically anywhere and a corporate support team that finds all the premier sites for you so you can focus on your premium opportunity. It's a vending experience that creates excitement, captivates audiences of all ages, and generates endless possibilities for your potential success. Want to learn more? Recent Irby's Froyo kiosks are now available as a franchise opportunity across the U.S. But you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 4040. That's froyofranchising.com. Promo code 4040.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
You know, it is so hot and rainy here in Philadelphia, you can poach an egg on the pavement. 5:55, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, guys. On the inner loop of the Beltway, we have an overturned vehicle on the off-ramp to River Road. General delays popping up southbound 295, Polk Street to East Capitol Street. There's an accident southbound on 395 at the GW Parkway. The right lane's currently blocked. Starting today for 1 year, the Carroll Avenue Bridge is shut down for construction. You can head over to the Sligo Creek Parkway area instead. Westbound 370 in Gaithersburg with an accident after 355. Two left lanes are blocked. In Prince George's County, there's utility work at Accokeek Road at Holly Hill Drive. One lane closed in each direction. And at Metro's Blue Line has delays possible both ways. They are currently single tracking. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect today as the high soars to 100. It will be partly to mostly cloudy, then strong storms tonight with a low of 79. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 82 degrees in the nation's capital, but it's getting hotter at 5:56.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Common 3 Causes of Joint Pain on Wednesday, July 27th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is proud to announce that they're now the area's exclusive practice for Hybridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that Hybridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With Hybridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about Hybridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHybridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Dr. Sebastian Gorka to talk about the recent attacks in Europe, especially in Germany, and what it means.
Also, Bill Thompson will be next with the developing story out of Fort Myers, Florida, with a mass shooting at a nightclub there overnight. Also, we're going to give you the latest on the DNC scandal, 20,000 leaked emails. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is out.